With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands Athletic Association president attended the IAAF World Championships in Doha. Lance Barnes says he enjoyed every moment of it.
The experience was really great. You know, just to see the best in the world compete at a very high level. And the level of competition, you know, it was just breathtaking in my opinion. But one of the major takeaways that, you know, there's no more Usain Bolt. You know, so that component is missing, you know, the flair, the excitement, you know, so they're actively looking to see who will be the next Usain Bolt. What I also realized is that how many talents we have here. I mean, I believe we have athletes here that will be able to represent the Cayman Islands at that level and the Olympic level years to come once we incorporate some of the plans we have in place. But it was just a tremendous experience. And for me personally, gaining insight and knowledge of how these events are done and the amount of work that goes behind the scenes.
While on his trip, the president learned that it's possible that the Cayman Islands may host the NACAC seniors this August. Jamaican swimmer Nelson Denny says James Allison and Will Sellers of the Cayman Islands contributed to his qualification to the national team to the UENA Swimming Cup. The championships are set for Peru from February 21st through the 23rd. Denny is among 18 swimmers selected to represent Jamaica at the tournament. Denny will be competing in the 13 to 14 age group category, says Allison and Sellers pushed him to make the qualifying times at the Christmas Open Swimming Championships last year.
The experience I had getting into the UENA team, it was very hard in terms of competition and swimming in the pool and such. But I don't think I would have made it without
James Allison and Will Sellers,
the two Cayman boys that were at the Christmas Open swim meet. And I found that they were there because I probably would not have made it, because they pushed me very hard in the competitions and every single race that they were in with me.
Nelson Denny, Jamaican swimmer. The Inter-Primary School Basketball League began this week. 12 primary schools with just about 200 boys and girls formed 16 teams from both public and private schools, including Cayman Brac. Senior School Improvement Officer Gloria Bell says the teams are divided into four zones for competition.
So we have Group A. We have John Cumber, First Baptist Prospect, and Cayman Brac. Group B, Cayman Prep, Red Bay, Eastern Truth for Youth. Group C, we have Savannah, Cayman Prep, another B team. Georgetown Primary, Cayman Academy. And in Group D, we have Edna Moyle, Cayman International, St. Ignatius, and Theoline McCoy Primary School, previously known as Bordentown Primary School. So it's a big league, and I must say, I want to say thanks to the sports department and the two coaches, Coach Redver and Coach Daniel. They've been working, you know, assiduously with me for us to put this together.
The Inter-Primary Basketball League takes place at basketball courts in various districts around Grand Cayman from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Fridays. And on Saturdays, the games are from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at both the John Gray Gym or First Baptist Christian School. And while track and field athletes are gearing up for the Carifta Games this Easter, CIAA holds two back-to-back meets to get them ready for the prestigious regional games. Just about 50 to 75 kids showed out at the Odd Events meet and the Carifta Prep meet over the weekend and the weekend prior. National coach Kenrick Williams says quite a few athletes have stepped up to the challenge.
We saw some really good sprinting and throwing, especially from reach altitude, 33 meter plus. In the shot put, you have Leroy Malcolm throwing very well, come close to the qualifying standard, and also Chester Frederick really doing exceptionally well in the shot put under 20 women. In the sprint, Bradley Erskine was outstanding, and also Neil Brown was outstanding in the 150. Those are some outstanding athletes who show that with the right preparation, they will be able to make it to the Carifta.
National coach Kenrick Williams. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this Saturday evening. I'm Dion Anglin.